No, we're going to history.
History, no? We don't study history. Single class?
No.
They don't study history.
Maybe they don't study Buddhist history, but at least they have to study the Yoga Swami history, because that's definitely every year as a consumer.
I don't know, he do not tell me anything like that. Now they're starting looking at the question papers. Question, exam papers?
And I mean, even by looking at the question papers, you will find some questions.
Yes,
they will not go. Not occasionally, every year. Not every year.
Every year, something about yoga sort.
Yeah, yoga sort.
Oh, I'm become like.
Who is a chief spiritual advisor to him?
Okay. So now, what to do then? I tell him to read this by themselves. If there are questions to ask, or shall we go through it, or what?
I think this translation here is easy to understand. You can just ask them to read by themselves. Are there any questions you can ask them?
Translation, they can understand?
Yes, they can understand. It's very, very clear.
It's very clear. Yeah. They can understand.
Yes.
Okay, then they like, I can tell him to read them for tomorrow, and then if there are questions they can ask, they will skip this, okay? If they don't understand anything, they can tell him. No, I'm telling you, they can read it for tomorrow. They can go to the Kuti and read. They can read it in the Kuti, and if there are any questions tomorrow, they can ask, we can discuss it. Then we go to Vinaya points. About table 94. I think Garubandhas, Lahubandhas. I think we finished this.
94.
So he has a question about this Kapati Ajina Kapu. So can you explain this sentence, Kapati Ajina Kapu? Means the habits or some customary practice like that, a love of something?
This customary practice from what the teachers has practiced, we should all practice now because the teacher now. Out of respect for the teacher, we also should practice.
Okay, so this kind of habit is from the teacher?
Yes, customary practice means, from the teacher. Guru. Guru Mata is called, opinions of the teacher. And then it has been decided that the first council, second council has been decided, and some are allowed, some are not allowed. Customary practice for the teacher. Now, you can tell this, I will tell you, sorry.
常法性的就是常法性的习惯性的那个实践就都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都
for example, salat in the afternoon. So then, that is his customary practice, no? So other man should follow it or no? It's not allowed because it's Vikalabodha. But other things what the teacher does, for example, the teacher maybe he, if he folds his robes, he folds in a very neat way, in a very nice way. So then there are some teachers very particular about the robes, how they fold it. You should not have any, the fold should be looked like. So they want to have very neatly done things, the robes. So then they will scold the pupils, why you fold my robe like that? So now pupil is to follow because now the teacher wants to have like, there is nothing in the rule to tell, linear rule to tell you should not do like that. If you like, you can do it, otherwise you don't skip it. Therefore, if pupils want to follow, they can follow. If not, just forget about it.
比如说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那个比方说那
both.
But
so there was one teacher. I want to tell you a story. Okay, sit down.
What, this man?
Yours?
No. It's public.
So there was a teacher. He had a ball, and that ball had a small hole. So therefore now, if he will go for Vrindavan, he will get some juicy things, like for example some liquid like rice gruel, something like that, starting leaking. Okay. So then he thought what to do. Then therefore now he had to put his finger underneath and block. So and then whenever you will go for Pindabati, you will find the hole where the hole is and block it so that there no liquid will come out. But the hole was so small, sometimes he had difficult finding it. There was this way there. Therefore, what he did, it is the sunlight. He used to open to lift the ball like that in the sun. They will find the hole. Then you put his finger, close it, and cover it, you see, and go for Pindavar. Now, these pupils, they did not know anything. So they will see only the teacher lifting the ball towards the sun, putting his finger like that, and go. And then he thought, we should also do like that, because it's out of respect for the teacher. The pupils also. So whenever the teacher lifts up the ball, the people also will lift the ball. They want to push the finger like that. And then all together are going to beat up other, holding the finger under board. That is the customer for Pachina Cup. This is now, according to the Vinaya, no of these monks fall into any offense. But it is a blind, the blind faith people, the sometimes they have to go to the teacher. Okay? Mm-hmm. They just follow blindly. If the teacher something, do something, oh, we should also do like that. Without investigating what it's called, it is for some reason why the teacher tells this, it is applied for us also. Does it apply for us? They don't investigate. So they just blindly follow. But it is blind following it is, if it is interferes with Vinaya rules, of course you should not follow blindly. Okay? You follow in all of the senses. If it does not interfere with the Vinaya, now like this case with the teacher and the pupils who put in the finger on the board, behind the board, so it doesn't, whether you follow or not, you don't follow into any offense. But it again shows blindness.
然后就是那个，因为盲目的遵循，而他不遵循调查的老师是因为背后到底到底因为是那个是什么样的原因，当然那个如果所以说那个他说对老师行为如果说你认为是可能犯戒的话，你就不应该盲目遵循，然后如果说你你确定这不犯戒，他确定这个行为不可能犯戒，那你可以遵循，但是如果说这些其实但是即使不犯戒，你不那个不经任何那个思考的调查，然后就遵循的话，这也体现一种盲目。
Bhavartaman. Now Bhavartaman, for example, we have read about this monk who refused food, no?
Yes.
Bhojanas, five bhojanas, he refuses. So then, I think they tell, if they get, now, usually if he gets out of his seat, this Bhavartaman, if he gets out of his seat, he can take another bhojana. If he doesn't make it, Allah make up, Allah make us happen.
Oh, okay.
You know, that is a Vinaya procedure.
Okay.
But according to them, so if the other man gets up, he can drink milk. This means milk which has not become yet curd. It is halfway.
Oh, okay.
So halfway you can drink it.
So it's between milk and curd.
Curd milk. So he can drink it according to that which is not according to the Vinaya.
然后他说是这样，就是说这个翻译是没有问题，但他说就是对以宿舍比部来说的，然后那个本来跟一些旅游规定就是他们如果那个椅他已经离座了，然后就不能应该就不能是非三十而主事。 对吧？对，以宿舍比过来说，但是那个这巴西的比过来说，对，这巴西的比过说，以宿舍的比过，他离座之后，他可以吃那个那去喝那种那个还没有成为奶酪奶，就是已经开始凝固，但还没有经过喝奶酪那种，他们是可以根据那个巴西的比过说，
就是酸奶是吧？
我反正那个这是章法说法，就是说他已经一半快要成奶，但还没成奶。
当时，但是猪饲的比库是可以喝牛奶，牛奶是可以，猪饲的好像是可以喝牛奶，牛奶是。 牛奶是不属于食物，不是的那个。
哦，牛奶
不是主食。
对啊，牛奶是的。
可以。
那牛乳对吗？
啊，
牛乳对吗？
这点老朋友是就是牛乳。
啊，对，我就
哦，
就是那
未成酪乳克。
对对。
那应该是应该那是不是应该翻译尚未成凝乳的乳
牛？对，因为我当时没有统一这个翻译的词，所以说你可以这个凝乳。
那
你觉得
那个这个凝乳跟那个就是乌龙乳食里边第二个那个凝乳最小，不是一个
人那个
应该属于乌龙乳
食中的那个。啊，so he's asking that this amatica falls into which category of the five organs?
Panita Bhojana is not. Yeah, Panita Bhojana. So milk is Panita Bhojana. Curd is Panita Bhojana. So, but
is that curd? It's not a curd yet. It's not yet curd, no?
No, it has not become curd. No?
It has not become curd.
But milk is Panita. Milk itself is Panita Bhojana.
But it's not the five bhojana. Yes, the five bhojana.
So I don't know because they tell Pavaritamak. I don't know what is this. They tell Vinaya not Pavaritamak. I have to check from the original text.
Oh, okay. So you can
tell
the...
I don't know whether it applies for Pavaritamak or any other mak. I don't know.
So you can tell tomorrow, no? It's not, you can tell tomorrow.
Well, I can check tomorrow, no?
Okay.
Because he had said Pavaritamak, but I don't know.
So how about this jalogi?
Jalogi part is a toddy. A toddy which has reached now jalogi part actually this is whatThat monk drank, no, who was, where Sahiba was?
Oh, yes.
He got drunk. So then, and that is allowed, they tell. But actually the original story shows how even that monk who became drunk of Jalogi, so Ali Meli, he fell in front of the Buddha. His name, I can't remember. So then...
There's no name.
That's why the Buddha put down the rule of Suramirayapan, Pachiti.
So this is only a kind of toddy, right?
It's a toddy. It is like a arak, also like a rum. Like a rum.
No, but it's not this toddy.
It's unfermented means it has not reached full fermentation.
Okay.
It has not full fermentation.
Okay.
But the content of alcohol is still there.
Okay.
Means it is not very mature, but it's called. You have to drink maybe now. In order to get drunk, you might drink one glass. But this one, if you drink two glasses, then you will get drunk.
Okay.
Something like that.
He said, 然后来那个东西是村里边因为热心不想捉弄他，然后他到村里边拖那个拖过人都给他酒喝，然后最后这个酒就喝醉了，然后他喝那个酒就是一种烧鸭酒，他说这个他说这个酒特点就是说，因为他这个发酵不完全，这个酒发酵不完全，所以说那个酒精含量不高，但是里边是有酒的。所以说这个酒你可能一杯两杯喝不醉，但是喝很多杯以后就会喝醉了。所以说这个地方翻译应该是任何未完全发酵酒精饮料皆可以。
啊，完全。
对。因为它不可能是那个。
酒精饮料。
对，酒精饮料，因为它不可能是一点没发酵，因为一点没发酵是不会产生酒精的。
啊，对吧？那这个你知道那国内有那个叫多
少？啊。
我不是这
二分
啊，对他们那个就是哈尔滨那边不离俄罗斯近嘛，他做那个大理的那个面包，
做什么
里和
面
包
面包
啊，面包啊，
面包，然后那种面包那个他在做的时候就会那个 就是因为你看它是发酵的嘛，所以有一些副产品就是有一种发酵的一个蛋白。然后那个喝起来，那里边应该没有酒精。
有，
有百分之。
我印象中很少，反正也是可能不到。
对，应该就是酒精含量非常高，你基本上喝不白酒了。
有点酒，
有点酒，
有点啤酒味。
就有点那个啤酒的香味儿，但是
对，有点啤酒香味儿，但是
酒精味儿应该
酒精不足，但是
肯定是有，但是闻出来酒精味儿。
我记得，但是确实是有少。
就想知道那个东西上不上心。
但是那个咱不知道酒精量的分量
啊，
而且那个就是这个奢罗加酒的那个是用谷物酿造的还是用水果的？
So he's asking that this Jalugi Pato is made out of fruit or cereal.
嗯？
Jalugi. Yes, yes, yes. The Jalugi is made of a fruit or a cereal or palm.
I don't know. I have not investigated these things because the commentaries give very, very faint information about these things. But it is not made from herbs like arita. Arita it is. They have ariti and so fermented herbs to get this medicine. It is used like a rum, except for people to enjoy. So then they put on the table just to enjoy after the meal, for example, a good drink. So it is made from starch, either from fruits or if it is from toddy, means it should be from something fruits. Because the sorai is only made from cereals.
Okay.
The others called it should be meraya. You know, to meraya, like wines, to the wine category. It's called which can if they get fermented, so then they become have different taste of it's called alcoholic beverages.
So this kind of thing definitely is that made out of cereal.
So there is no any information as about the ingredients, but it is not made of ingredients to heal any sickness.
Okay.
It is toddy also means they translate it as toddy. If you see what toddy is, let me see.
Toddy is actually made out of palm.
Yes, made of palm.
Yes.
Made of gold, water, sugar, strong alcoholic drinks.
It's made out of sugar.
It is only that. Toddy means is a drink that is made by adding hot water and sugar to a strong alcoholic drink such as whiskey, rum, or brandy. If you take whiskey and you add hot water and sugar, then it becomes a toddy. Jala. Jala means also water. Jala.
Jala
means water.
Yes, it's water.
Okay. Can be also not unfermented. It should be something like that. It's whiskey. You take whiskey. You put hot water inside. Put sugar, and you can drink. This can be also like that. I don't know. It's actually alcohol, not unfermented. It's fermented alcohol like whiskey or rum or brandy or vodka. You take this and put hot water, put sugar, and it becomes very nice. But it's actually alcohol. That's correct. It diluted with hot water. So, that is toddy, but I don't know how to.
他说那个，他说这样，他说这个酒具体是由谷物做成，还是用花果做成？他说他没有在这书里边找到任何的那个信息，说明他是谷物做成。但是有一点可以确定，就是这个酒它肯定不是药酒。就像以前给大家介绍那种香料人介绍喝的药酒，这肯定不是药酒。这是拿着那个饮用饮料。这点确定。然后他说，然后根据英文那个英文版的那个翻译的话，它可能是一种，就是说那个它是一种稀释的酒，比方说那个它本来威士忌或者白兰地这种酒，然后你往里边兑上那个热水和糖，然后把它兑的更好喝一点。我说这是按照英文版的翻译，但我不知道它是英文版还有什么依据。
Here the Sarata Dipani subcommunities that is Jalugi Taruna Sura.Taruna is called young sora. It is sora.
Young sora.
Yes.
Okay. Also that means it's sura, but it's not fully
sura.
It's sura, but it's not fully permitted. So.
No, dharana means, I don't know, it's yang sura, but it keeps more information. Yang majja sampara nekato katam majja bhava sampatam tam patra majja sampara ekato katam majja bhava asampatam it means one puts all they put all the ingredients or intoxicant ingredients together but it has not reached the intoxicant state. Intoxicant state. It can be unfermented. It has not intoxicant state, then the scot is allowed to drink. Therefore, it is not toddy. It is not toddy. Toddy is something wrong.
It's not toddy.
It is unfermented alcohol, alcoholic drink like that, you can tell, but not alcohol, not toddy.
It's unfermented or it's not fully fermented?
Huh?
It's unfermented or it's not fully fermented?
Not fully fermented means it has not reached yet the intoxicating effect. Intoxicating effect, maybe, as I told you, for example, if you, the plasma, for example, wine is wine. If you drink, it is unfermented, if you drink one glass, you feel not intoxicated. But if you get two glasses only, you can get. They get intoxicated.
然后那个这个地方跟去那个酒精一等辅助，然后酒精一就这个艺术里边没有任何解释，而辅助里边那个酒精一等辅助就是说它是不成熟的谷物酒，不成熟的谷物酒，然后后面解释什么叫不成熟，就是说那个就是他把那个谷物酒那配料还是放在一起，只是在发酵过程中还没有达到能够完全醉人的阶段。
哦，
那就是醪糟了。
啊，
那就是醪糟。
醪糟你怎么喝都不会醉吧？这个。
老三反正还是有一点儿，
还是有一点儿，
他可能也是
老三
有一点儿，一点儿。我都能想，我他会不会有点儿？
So he's asking that if you keep grapes for a long time, for example, so then slowly, slowly, this grape will become soft, a little bit sour, like that. And if you put the a grape into your mouth, you feel a little bit alcoholic smell, like that. So then is it allowable to eat such grapes?
The sour test or something.
They have not
infested by bacteria, you can eat it, otherwise. I think it's somehow dangerous. Yeah. But it's no, you are not getting intoxication if it is not liquid, it becomes liquid.
Mm.
Okay?
他说如果你确定这个葡萄没有被细菌污染的话，你可以吃。但是这个不管怎么说都是很危险的。他说然后吃这个东西是可以的，因为这个第一它没有迷醉的效果，然后第二它也不是液体。
对，所以我们these questions do not come in the exams, or you never?
Since 2008 or something, I never seen such an exam, such question. But the previous exam paper I didn't check. But in recent 10 years, probably.
So then, did you go to take Nisei today? From Godavari?
I took Nisei. Maybe he also took Nisei, but for this month in the mountain, I don't think they have taken Nisei.
Okay, so then they can read, you can tell him, read, go through. If there is any question, you can discuss about it.
No.
你问你们上次解释，这部分内容，大家待会儿那个会背几行，然后专门去背。那我们table 94，we have discussed about the garu bandhas，那拉胡班达斯。Cushions, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cushions or mattress made of okay, I don't know. You can read, it's not difficult to remember.
So he's asking what is the Pali word for cushion?
Yeah?
What is the Pali word for cushion here?
Cushion?
Yes.
Or BC. It says no. BC. It is a cushion can be also mattress.
Mattress?
Both. Cushion and mattress. Here it says BC.
I didn't put the Pali word. BC, okay. 那个是 BC， 然后是那个 B H I S I。
哦，就跟那个就是做那个新的那个做工具需要混合。
那完全不是那个对和那个件没关系。
这是跟
哪条件有关？ So he's asking that table 95 is connected to which precept？
The BC.
Yes.
It connected with the Pachitya rule, which says that one should not put furniture and items of the kuti outside, no?
Oh.
Outside the kuti and go away.
Oh.
So there are two rules like that about senasana, the lodging.
Oh.
These are the two Pachityas.
But then why it is
to put them, I don't know how they put it here. But the BC comes in that context.
Oh.
Because now there are carpet, chair, bed, and this BC comes with the mattress and bed sheets. If one puts it outside, for example, to dry in the sun, so then it is prohibited to go away. To go away without putting them inside, because they can be destroyed. No?
Okay.
That is about two rules about senasa.
Okay. 他说和那两条就有关系，就是说那个就是说你不能把那个僧团坐过去，然后放在外面，然后那个不收就回去，又两条线，一个是放在外面，还有一个放在哪儿？然后那个放在。
放在里边，是不是还有一个放在里边？反正是有两条线，我记得，对吧？
我记得。
对，然后他说，但他说这两条线里边都这两条线里边都提到这个电子了，不过他没有他没有讲这个电子有什么材料做的。
这跟第八十八条关联
有关吗？八条吧，先看一下。
说棉花的造诣。
没有，那是床椅。
啊，对，因为床椅所谓的塞到床椅，其实就是床垫儿、椅垫儿、床垫儿、床垫儿。
So he's asking that is this table connected with Pachati number 88 about this Tulo number?
Tulo number. But it's not BC, no. BC it is not. Dulo number means. Onada means wrap with. Tulo number with cotton.
Oh.
For example, you have a chair.
Oh.
Yeah, like that. You put a cotton and you take a cloth and wrap it like that.
Oh.
So you can't do that. It is already bound with a chair, the cloth and so on. But BC you can remove from one place to another.
他说电是可以移动，这个地方说电是可以移动那种电。然后那个第八十八条八条线，他说的是那个，比方说已经有个椅子，然后在椅子上那个铺上一层棉花，然后再拿布那个盖住，这不是一回事。
Yeah, another thing, cushion is it is also not very correct. BC is actually to lie down. Like a mattress. It's a mattress. So then, it's not only to sit. You can sit, of course, but actually it is usually to lie down.
He said this
because it's connected to mancha, with bed.
它是朝这边儿朝着样
的，啊，就是朝这样，就是窝，啊，就窝入左边而已，
对，
是窝入左边，
窝入材料，
对，窝入材料。
窝入就是平常就是咱们睡觉的时候那个褥子嘛。
对，然后我跟他说，这个地床也是从来没考过，不知道为什么我就放这里，
突然出现一个，
对，突然出现一个这个从来没考过。
那他原来那个音乐也有问题。他那原来那个哭声是吧？
啊，就是他那个就是哭声的，一般来说像我们说做这个东西都会叫哭声，然后他这个窝入可能说的更，但窝入也容易那个引起，也可能会引起误会，因为窝入有时候没有填充材料，中国人说窝入一定有填充材料，
褥子一般都有填充材料，
一般是
光一张布那就床单
了。啊，但我以为褥子是比较厚床单。然后厚的话，可能是比较一层比较厚的布。
那应该布应该没有太厚，都会有。
Except for these five kinds of materials, is it allowed to use any other kinds of artificial material for a stuffing?
Of course, they can use it actually for materials. Now we have foam. In the Buddha's Buddha, there was no foam.
He said,
it should not be cotton.No, cotton is not allowed. A wool is a cotton cloth. Cloth, yes. Chola means chola is cloth, any cloth. It can be not only cotton cloth. They translate as chola bisi. Chola, it is actually not, it's just a cloth. It can be done with different materials. Not only cotton.
But
should not stuff the bisi with cotton.
然后就是有点棉花是不允许，然后除了棉花以外，那个相对都是允许。然后这个布你可以是棉布没问题，但你不能直接用棉花。
就是我不记 记得当时讲妖界的时候，如果是年的话，跟其他材料的文物和星星找他讲过一段时
间。啊，我当时我在你得问问他。
啊，年和其他的那个文物。
这肯定是你，因为那个这发那个。
哎，你们谁记得？
我没。
那要没印象，就问一下。
啊，那可能是微那个微四百那
边。嗯。
一个
是这个，然后还有
就是说那个就是棉花下色混在一起说
啊，比如说就是棉花跟绒法的材料，比如羊毛，然后跟羊毛混在一起，化纤什么的。
那 OK。
然后那个第二个问题是，就是所以说不允许使用那种棉花的坐垫，是不是因为棉花在当时就比较昂贵一些？
So yes, two questions. The first question is that is it allowed to staff discussion with cotton mixed with other allowed materials, for example, wool like that.
Can. It's not a problem actually at all. Now these are just. Can mix it with any except cotton. I think you can mix any other material.
No, he said to start this question, a mix with cotton wool mixed together. Is that allowed?
Cotton, of course, it is usually it's not allowed. Cotton.
It's not allowed.
Cotton itself.
Okay.
It's prohibited.
But if it is mixed with cotton.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
Oh, okay.
If it is a mixed material, cotton is not allowed to be used to sit upon. Oh. But we can use for a pillow.
Okay.
Or for the head.
Term, 棉花是不能拿来做的。你可以用来当枕头。混合也是一样，我可以帮你问。
混合也不行。
对。So he was asking that what is the reason for prohibiting cotton?Being used as a staff material, is it because it's too expensive or something?
No, those days it was looked upon as a luxury item, and the people criticized it. That is why the Buddha prohibited to use cotton to sit upon, but he allowed it for the pillow.
So he's asking that is it allowed to use cotton as a quilt to cover your body?
It's a.Like a blanket stuffed with cotton.
Yes.
I think it is allowed if you put it on the body. You don't sit on it to cover yourself. For example, there are some in the winter, there are some, they're called quilts, right?
Quilt,
quilt.
Quilt.
So to cover your body. So I don't remember any prohibition for that. It is especially about sitting.And lying upon it is what the problem at all.
他说那个这个，因为你这个被子不是坐在上面，也不是躺在上面，然后是盖在自己身上，所以这个是允许的。他不记得那个绿藏里边就是禁止这个。
坐垫和褥子都是不行的。
对，就是你不能在上面坐，也不能在上面躺。
哦，
对。
那有个问题就是，一般那个北方冬天冷的时候。
So he's asking that while sleeping, because for some people when they sleep they roll their body. When they sleep they roll their body. So if you quit over your body, then it is possible that so you quit around over the quit
over the goes to the edge of this sheet like that, and then gets into the sheet
like that.
Then is it still love?
Because the intention is different, no? The intention is to cover your body. If by accident, so forth, your leg goes upon the upon that, and so forth, or maybe your hand falls, or so like that. You should not care about such things. So.
他说这个看你身体的，因为你在这两种情况下，你用那个被子，你用被用的被子东西，还是覆盖你自己身体。所以像所以说，如果说因为一些偶然原因，像你说那样，他那个药床底下，或者说你的病是你要的被子，这什么问题？
这条这个是属于就是那个戒，啊，这不是八点八法界吗？是八点八法界，是一条叫入门戒。入门戒，你说
棉花的床和椅子是吧？啊，是这个，是这个，不是，但是它这个它是有，你说它入门戒没有实际要垫的。
然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然
他好像说是是是不是卧床，在天色，在这个
卧床。对，卧床及椅子入于云者。
对，但他说这个，他说他说这个，我觉得和那个不太一样。他说是说一般的床上面那个先创一层棉花，然后像他说他张老师解释过这个问题，就是然后你先铺上棉花，然后再把那个把它包起来，然后你说你然后这种褥子或者垫子都不是可以移动的，就是说你就是已经固定在床铺里了，所以说
那就是说可以移动的是。
只要是可以坐，只要你坐在或者躺在棉花上面都
放，都
放。对，
哦，
所以说有时候他这不，
哦，
不是包括，对，不完全包括在这条线。
哦，
那个，
啊，然后
呢，那关于就是说这个坐棉花、躺棉花这个，
叫什么？
就坐棉花、躺棉花那个，
啊，
这条线，
啊，
是无形间
的。哎呦，这干啥？刚才解释肯定已经。
对，刚才那个是按照的解释。
So he's asking that this lying down or sitting on the cotton is a sachitika room, no? It's not achitika. So this precept about
achitika.
Sachitika.
Sachitika,
no?
Yes, sachitika.
So he's asking that if he's invited to Daleko's house, and this Daleko offers him a mattress to lie down like that. So sometimes it is impossible to tear open this mattress and check what is the stuffing of material inside. So what you can do is just to touch this mattress and see whether it is stuffed cotton or not. But by touching it, usually if it's pure cotton, if
stuff is pure cotton, it's very easy to judge. But it's pure cotton. But it's, if it is some very some other artificial material mixed with cotton, then it's difficult to tell. So he's asking what to do in this context. I mean, even if you ask the diagram, sometimes you don't know.
So then we have already discussed this matter now, because this applies for not for lay people's commodities. It applies only for the monastery commodities inside the monastery. If something belongs to lay people, the chair, it said about it's called tolonadano, about the chairs and beds were tolonada about the sekeru, this way, apachiteru. So then. We have already discussed this matter, so what, that, and then it's no offense if it belongs to the lay people. Because anapati, no. Anapati, no. Anapati, no offense section. Lay people's house no problem because it is theirs, no? It is their house. But in the monasteries, a monk should not keep such things. The people they look down upon as a luxury item.
So he's asking that for those lay people who undertake to took eight precepts. If they lie down this kind of they lie down this kind of mattress stuff is cotton. Then will they break this
Uchasamayamahasa is about dimensions, it's not about the material.
Okay. 他说那个是关于高度和宽度的，然后那个就不是关于材料。
Dimensions of the chair and the bed. The high or length, the height and the length.
你不是跟我说你没见过马天德僧吗？我没见过，但是他说的是什么书里？他书里边写的。啊，他是那是什么书里？就是那个上古佛教的。啊啊。上古佛教的。啊。然后那对上古佛教的住没有第二个问题？啊？对上古佛教的没有问题。但是你没有人见，你去高广大堂去。
Oh, this BC also comes with Garupanda also. Garupanda Skuchi is like a bed, chair. This is a BC, the mattress. And what is called Bimbohana, it is a pillow. They are all Garupandas. Okay, next table is about it is 96 about the types of unallowable beds. Long bed, okay. A bed with slits. What do you slits? one of the good legs, 96, table 96.
然后这我就中满最少量是不是六个标九十六？
啊对，
啊。Detachable legs. Okay. Okay. 然后那个，在这个时候，那个就给大家讲一下这个。标九十，大家可以自那个自己写一下，这四种那个不允许的床是哪四种？第一种是长床，第二种上面铺了石板的床，然后第三种是那个就是他那个双腿被雕刻过的床。然后第四种是就是那个拖脚床，就是这个那个巴基斯坦第十八条讲的那个拖脚床，就是比方说一个比库住在楼上，然后住拖脚床，那个巴基斯坦第十八条里边讲拖脚床，啊这四种床是不允许。大家有问题吗
？Now these beds.If they are unallowable, one can modify them, cut them, and put them into proper shape. And that one can use them.
然后他说那个，这个如果床本身不允许的话，但是这个比如可以进行修正，就是说把它那个切一下，然后把那不允许的部分切掉，然后能够做成允许的形状就可以了。啊，长床。啊？
是长
短的床。对，长短的床。So he's asking how long is considered as long, a long bed.
Long bed. It is more than one person can sleep.
More than one person can sleep. You mean like this, like this?
I call it double bed is long. Double bed.
Double bed means like this. Even this is long bed. You mean?I mean, even this is one person. This is another person. If they can sleep like this, it's long.
Yes, long. If two people can, persons can sleep on the bed is long.
Okay. 他说常常就是两个人或者两个人以上可以睡的床。比方双人床。
大通铺。
大通铺可他是连双人床都算，就只要是那对。大通铺是床吗？大通铺，你说大通铺是什么？我先理解什么叫大通铺。
一个很大很大的床，然后一个人，就是一个很长很长的一个人。
啊，我以为你说大通铺是铺个大垫子，然后那个。
不是，
啊，
它是有
床。啊，还是不床。
有一个是炕。
啊。
OK。
那个对，还有那个那个，那如果是不是床，然后它是一个双人床垫。
So he's asking that if the sleeping place is not a bed, but a big mattress, then is a big mattress is enough for two people to sleep on it. Then is it allowed?
Yeah, that is about sayan, mahasayan. Sayan means it's not bed. Sayan is not the.This is about mancha. Mancha is a real bed. Sayana, it is any place we can lie upon. It is quite large, even mattress. It is very big, you can't lie upon. So there are some beds today, where they have no legs. They just put a frame, wooden frame on the floor, and they put a mattress upon. But about two people can, or three people can lie upon. This is Mahasayana.
他说那个虽然不是长床，但是如果你用那种垫的话，会破那个大坐卧处，就是实际上就是你那个不坐高往大床那个界，他实际上说的不是床，而是大的卧处，大的卧处，然后你这个大床垫就属于大的卧处，然后也是不允许。
哦，就是超过一个人的量就算大。
对。
大。
对对对。
就是
马上
对。
嗯。So that is together fence by using.
如果犯那个用在大过程犯恶作。
那个第二个叫什么石床？
啊？
石头的
床。不是石头床，是那个铺了石板的床。
铺了石板的床。
对对对，石板的床。
铺了石，那个这个石板，这个石板是在床额外铺的，还是说，比如说我们拿砖砌的一个床，或者是像那个。
他说是额外，他能那英文的意思应该是额外铺。他说 bed with seat 这样，就是说那个在床上加一个石头。
啊，在床上
额外加一个石
头。
对。
嗯，我想问，就是这四种床是不是在居室加的一个
床 ？Yes, I think that for these four kinds of unallowable bed, if it belongs to lay people, then are we allowed to use or not?
Yeah, we look so that we can use it.
There is just a question for you, no
matter.
But a moment, the other is long bed. Long bed, of course, you can't possess it, but if you lie down, there is another rule, Mahasayana. It's called, you should not lie down upon big beds, large beds.
No, so even
if it is a layman's house, you can't lie upon a double bed for it.They will put your room with a double bed.
Okay.
You think it is allowed? It's not allowed. According to Mahasayana rule.
Okay. 但是第一种除外，就是第一种那个长床，因为那个就是不能坐高档高那个和高档的床一样，这种即便它是居室，这也适应。就是第一个，即便居室也不可以，然后后面三个可以。
那个就是说，比库住在居士家里的属于居士的大房是可以用的，
不可以用。就是说那
是居士可以用的，就是说守八戒的居士可以用的。
啊，对对。
对，他说守八戒的居士也不能那么高，
是
吧？
不是，他说都是对，他意思应该是比库，我帮你问。So he's asking that for a lay person with eight precepts, he cannot sleep on a double bed, which belongs to others.
No, eight precepts, they don't undertake Ucchasama and Mahasayana. It is nine precepts, Ucchasama and Mahasayana.
True, no, they didn't say Bajit or Miyoko. Bajit or Miyoko?
Yeah,
Bajit or Miyoko, Shizet or Miyoko.
Bajit
or Miyoko?
If he undertakes it, I don't know, because sometimes they put together, two rules they put together. They make it eight, Ucchasamaya including. If it is included, then he has to abstain. From,
他说如果他说有些人把那个高档商人家加了八戒，如果说你念八戒的时候，这个就念了，那就没事，就不念了。
我是问的是那个底库。然后受邀在居士家里住，然后居士给比库的这个床是一张双人床，这个比库能不能住？
完全不能，我会再帮你确认一下，因为我刚才听说就是说 he's saying that if a Bhikkhu is invited to labor's house, the lay house, then it's like offering him a double bed to sleep on. Then is it allowed for this Bhikkhu to sleep on?
Can't sleep. You have to sleep on the floor.
不可以。
You take the bed sheet or something for you sleep on the floor.
对。那后面三种可以。
哦，后三种可以。
对，我先看。
那个，然后关于这个大床的尺寸，那个舒适性，你在哪儿大？
So he's asking that can you offer us can provide a reference for this dimension of Mahasayana.
Reference for what?Mahasayana?
Yes, the measurement of Mahasayana.
To about what?
Sun?
Yes.
Sight?
A size of Mahasayana.
Size?
Yes.
The size. Okay. So usually when two people can sleep upon, it is there some rules in Chudavagapani like that, they define like
that. Oh, that's where the Shafini. Shafini.
We have double beds. Couples can sleep. Usually now, married people, they have these double beds, no? For the wife. So they found out, they tell the bhikkhu, oh, Bandi, you can use this.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, bhikkhu can't use.
Oh. 一般来说就是那个银结婚的夫妇人，他们会那么很容易用，然后如果他们夫妻情不是，他们就不能用。
Some other people, they whatever double bed in the house, after the wife dies, no. The wife dies.
Oh, yes.
They think, I don't need this bed. They give to the monastery. Monks can use it, except if they modify.
Oh.
You have to cut.
Cut.
To do, then you make two beds, separate.
Oh,
they can use it.
Sophie is asking that, can you explain about the word slate here?
Difficult. I don't know what is slate. We have to find the dictionary what slate means.
Okay.
Writing tablet made of slate, thin layers of rock useful.
So I think it's better.
Thin layers of rock.
So I think it's better to check the Pali dictionary, you know, instead of because the English translation is sometimes not reliable.
Dark gray rock that is easily split into thin layers. A slate is small flat pieces. A slate that you use for covering roofs. Aha. Slate means like blankets, like or some like pieces, flat pieces. Slate is one of the small flat pieces of slate that used for covering roofs. Okay, this is about, I don't know, what is very tricky, I don't know, I don't understand this. Anyway, these kind of things are, I don't know, it's called bundika. You have to type in part bundika.
Yes, you check commentaries. You can check the dictionary, you have to check the commentary, even the dictionary didn't give any explanation.
No?
No. You cannot check the dictionary. You have to check the commentary.
Buddhika Bada. It is now PTS. They don't have it. Maybe no. PTS dictionary.
So you have to check the commentaries.然后这个有石板，这个床在圆明寺那个律藏里面翻译成文体床。
哦，
对。在圆明寺那个律藏里面翻译成文体床。
哦。
有这个什么？
四种床。
四种床？八十八九十？
不
是一户的，不是八十八。
It's like a sofa, but palanga, no? It's palanga sankipira. It's like a sofa. Very rare things, you can't find this nowadays. There are other kinds of designs, strange designs. It's like a sofa. It's to do with the legs. It is the shape of the legs. It's not so the sofa, it's the shape of the legs. Decorated legs.
So this kind of decorated leg is different from curved legs, no?
These are animal legs, no? They are these animal legs.
Ah.
Because the rings is about like from horses, from mendagas, from goats. They are decorated with animal legs. This is, the other is called just decorated with another decorations.
So this bunika is decorated with some other things, but
The other is called bulira pataka, is called decorated with, it's not curved legs. It is decorated with asa.
Okay.
Asa, horse legs. Mentaka, it is a goat. Etc.
Okay.
It's maybe from lions.
Okay.
Lion legs. He also tells even any pet or sofa which is curved legs. Curved legs who indicates like a animal leg, for example, like a lion is curved leg. Human legs are straight. Animals like on straight, for example, the horse, some bent like that, or the lions, the back legs of the lion, or these kind of curved legs, that also is included under that.
然后这个不仅上面日本这个表上面雕刻动物，就是也表上面那腿是弯，然后故意把做成一个马腿，或者那个狮子腿都行了，就是那腿不是直的，然后故意把雕成一个弯的那种情况，雕刻在那。但是你再继续加，它可以应用可以。
So, but all these have to do with the legs. The legs. For the following, lace house, one can use any furniture, lace house, to sit, but one should not lie upon these things. This is prohibition. For example, people they give sofa to sit with decorated legs or with animal legs and like that. One can sit upon, one should not lie upon. This is lace house, layman's house. But inside the monastery and so forth, they should not use. If the people offer them, the Buddha allowed them to modify them. Either cut the legs, put some other legs and so forth like that. Up to now, you are silent, whatever.
So he's talking about this double bed. If a lay person offers a double bed in their house, is it allowable for you to sit on the double bed without lying on it?
Yes, because I don't know, this is another rule which interferes Mahasayana. According to that rule, you can't.
You can't lie or you can't sit either.
According to the Mahasayana, either you can't sit all life, but this legs is a problem. The legs, we speak about the legs, not the size of the bed.
The
legs is the correct legs.
Legs.
According to Mahasayana, if it is a large bed, of course, now sofa can be small. One person can sit, or two person can sit. But the sofa is usually for sitting, so you can't lie down. So then, but if the legs are decorated, for lay house, no problem. But inside the place, you can't do it. If the legs are decorated. Therefore, monks have to cut these legs, they can modify to different legs. Inside the place.
其实大床的话，那个床上，你基本上坐也不能睡，然后那个跟那个就是，跟脚不能那个不能把高高往那上面挤。然后这种这种就是第二、第三、第四种这种可以，就是腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿
然后在我刚才看小说里边那个说可以文体小黄。
我不知道他那个翻译了，就是他那个文体小黄是不是对应第三种，还是对应哪一种？我不知道。他对应那个巴利才对。你可以对照一下，然后查一下，然后再问。
在文体床后面，文体小床那个后面加一个 pita。
pita。
p 啊，拉长音 e， 然后 ta。
pita 那是椅子。
啊
？pita 是椅子。
啊，它不是小床，它是椅子。
pita 是椅子。
啊，文体椅。
文体椅
不是文体小床。猜错了。
待会儿下问题。OK， 你聊点什么
？OK， now the next is about the calendar. It is calendar.
然后下面是有关那个佛教历法的一些知识。
One day he asked some question how to calculate about April. So I have to devote maybe tomorrow we can explain this. Tomorrow how to calculate the time of Buddhist calendar.
然后我就立法这部我们聊明天再讲，就是说就是关于那个佛历日是怎么那么计算出来的。
Okay, the next is seasons. How many seasons are?
然后那个标题就是关于那个季节的，然后那个一年有几个季节？This is three.
Correct. Basic sense. So then, when does the first the winter or cold season start?
冷季是什么时候？
从阳历11月的月圆日开始。
It starts from the full moon of November.
And then up to when?
然后到什么时候结束？
上一个月。
Lasting quarter.
Yes, finish now.Cold season finish. March full moon, 2 days ago finish. Cold season.
我要是现在已经结束了，然后在几天之前那个俄三二日就已经结束了。
Did you feel any cold？
但是现在觉得冷了。
好，你那边 How cold did you feel？
你先学有道理。
Cold season. How cold you feel？ 是吗？So then now we have hot season, no? That's why you put fence, no?
Yes.
Fence here. You put every day fence. Now March full moon. Up to when? Finishes.
Hot
season finishes when?
热季什么时候结束？
七月的
时候。Full moon 得用 July。
Full moon July。And then after full moon July, what should we should do?
然后七月元日之后，我们应该做什么
？Vasa. Vasa is probably. We must take Vasa. We must take Vasa. The rain season. Rain season. Up to November full moon.
七月元日，我们应该入园去。
Okay. Now here.So in China they count also from moon to moon or nothing like that?
First thing in China, we have four seasons, it's
not
three seasons. First thing in China, we have four seasons, it's not three seasons.
Yeah, it's like maybe only one season maybe.
Because you're all seasons. See, now it's only one season.
I was saying. Rainy season is something like special because in some parts,It rains, really rain. But here, in rain season sometimes, no rain season. Only few, two, 3 days rain, then finish, stop.
在四川还有个地区，就是雨季还是比较明显的，就是连下大雨，然后在农村里这个地方，连雨季都不是很明显，下雨天要晴。
Special season here, now only special season, one season.
不是，都是每一季，再说只有一个季。
You know about measures. Measures is one span is equal to 12 fingers. Finger means human fingers. This one's own fingers.
然后一张手等于十二指缝。就是我们那个自己的张手，自己的指缝。
One cubit is two spans. Here from here. Here.
一个半尺等于两个张手。因为可以分成轴尺。
Are you touches? So up to that, the end of the finger. Correct? Short, yes sir? Very long. Stretch. Okay? Yes, verify. Verify, verification.You check it very well. You also check, indirectly you check. How many spans on cubit? What?
Yes.
No way.Okay. So now Abandara, where Abandara Sima, about 40 meters.
Abandara, 大概
14米。Oh, you're just 60 kilometers. Who put this?
I don't know. I just want
to. That's correct.This is also according to the Pali calculation, I also came to the same conclusion, 16 kilometers. And I told you there are two kinds of yojanas, no? The Pakati yojan. Pakati is the normal, standard yojan. And what are the other yojan? Chakkawala yojan. Okay, 16 kilometers.
然后这个这里这是这小区就是几乎是
Okay, now and about Sukata measure. Sukata span, for example, it is three times that the normal human being span. Okay.
善事度量单位就是我们正常度量单位的那个三倍。
And one sugar finger, it is three of one normal human being.
一个善事指方就是三倍那个普通人的指方。
Okay, now table 100. We have already gone through it, no? In the second parajika.
关于那个表一百的八种，我们那个再讲一讲。那个第二八十二十，你们两个讲。不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不，不
비수련은 나 유변을 잇
오케이 바조노조 이 진자行 盗窃和杀生正进正行之前的种工作，如寻找武器或挖沟的；二，聚家行，如在盗窃时，如挖地道进入房子，此挖地道行为即是恶作；挖土本属巴基迪亚，但在此行行为恶作；三，不可触摸八种不可触物；四，误触。 积聚物，触摸任何生有果实和谷物的草木；五，调伏，在脱钵过程中，如尘土落入钵内，在食用斋饭前应当重新手受，否则犯恶作；六，已知而不告，知道其他比库的过犯后，保持沉默，不告知他人。 七告白，七告白后仍不知，比库犯三戒成罪三加这些三后，在心口而诵解，告知结母与时仍不知己见，不愿悔改。八不守承诺，入藏中其他的恶作，均属于地狱类调伏。是的。
So, okay, everything clear? Any questions?
这个，大家都有什么问题？第四条就是第四条，能不能解释？
So he wants to explain number four. To touch any plants which bears grains or fruits.
Yeah. It's edible things, no? Yeah. This is fruits or crops. So for example, if it is you. See a banana tree.
Mm-hmm.
There are many banana trees. Mm-hmm. Oh, you go very good touch and do what? Mm-hmm. This is Turupachana. This is called not good practice. Upachana means it's not good for monks to do like that. Mm-hmm. So, because people think, oh, this monk he craves for bananas.
So regardless of your intention, just by touching.
Anyway, I'll tell you the intention.
Huh?
Touching means because he wants to
eat.
Really, admire the tree, no?
Admire the tree.
Or wants to have the pleasure of touching.
Uh-huh.
The pleasure of touching.
Okay.
But if he touches and so forth, yeah, because he has to. He is going to fall down and suddenly he has to touch the tree, no? To support himself. That does not count. It is, I give you a file, I think, about this Anamasavat.
You didn't give me, you gave it to another one.
So right at 10 euro today. And then in that file I explained that for pleasure, for playing, in a playful way, for pleasure, and I don't know some other reasons for it, but even he wants to eat the bananas also, pray for the bananas, but I don't touch the bananas, he touched the tree. Okay? So then all are dukkhatas. Except if he, for example, as I told you now, he stamped, and if he's going to fall in order to support himself, he touched the tree. So that is intention is different.
然后他说那个就是这样他说那个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这 摇一下就不行，上面是上面都是。以这些东西去触摸这那个这个就是这个那个就是你只想从获得乐趣或者利益的吧，然后就以这些东西去碰这个上面那个长着那个果实或者果肉的层面是犯恶作。但如果说有但是东西不是为这个，比如说你在那个香蕉树旁边不小心摔了一下，然后赶紧拿手那个扶一下香蕉树，然后这是不犯的。
我现在啊，第一啊，我过去比较复杂吧，就so and then while you turning some people they starting cutting an edge of the road starting cutting a huge jackfruit tree they press some branches so I looked on the tree because I thought maybe a branch will fall like that and I was looking out to which direction the branch will going to fall towards the road or something. Well, then I have to stare for sometimes, maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes, you know, just looking at whether it is safe to pass or not.
Okay.
So then, next day, people came and offered me jackfruit. And tell you, one day, we see you yesterday looking at the jackfruit, so yeah, you thought you like jackfruit, that's why we prepare for you jackfruit today. I was shocked. I was not looking. Because I want to have some jackfruit. I was looking just to pass safely from that road. So when I explained this, is that? Oh, we thought that you are looking for, because you want to have some jackfruit, you want to prepare, please accept. So I couldn't accept it, but I told him, don't do that again. But look, I just put the example, is let alone if I have, want to touch the tree. I just looked in it. Like, if I want to touch the tree, what would they have done? Every day, jackfruit.
那个因为他当时离那菠萝蜜树也很近嘛，所以说他都看一下这个菠萝蜜树，因为他要上次往什么地方倒是吧？那个路中间倒还是往路边倒？因为往路中间倒可能被砸他，所以就往那个看一下，然后就回到寺庙，然后第二天早上，然后就有几个就是供养菠萝蜜树，那个菠萝蜜，然后他就问这个就是你们为什么供养菠萝蜜？他说那个尊者，我在看你在和那个托钵回来路上看了一眼，看菠萝蜜树。我觉得你可能是想吃菠萝蜜，那个菠萝蜜。然后他说我看那个树是不是因为我想吃菠萝蜜，我怕那个树掉砸肉。他说那尊者你还是接受，然后他说接受，他说行，我可以接受，但你不要再做这个事。然后他说所以这举这个例子就可以说那个就是就是对这些东西是很敏感的，就是哪怕你看一下，他可能就会惯着，会忘记去摸。
From that time on, if I go to village Vinavada, I'm scared to look at fruit trees.
所以说，这张老师，从这件事以后，先出国时都不敢看那
棵树。There's people who prepare food. Next day, they will prepare for me, no?
可能人家看的第二天，人家给他不敢说。
And they prepared so much that day. They prepared so much. So, so then, the four monks actually, you know, if they touch it, they give different impression to people. Okay, some people maybe they took it in a good way. They think, oh, this monk wants to eat some fruit. But some people they take it in a bad way. They think, look, this monk has got, he craves for these fruits, no? What is on the fruit, on the tree? So in that case, now it's not suitable.
所以说，那个就是，比如说，一个比如说，清末这些，这个人带不同意，有些人可能往好方面想，啊，说这个比如说，然后我就过来了，但那些另一些人可能会批评这个比如说，看这个比如说这么贪心，然后他是说这个博士。
So then, okay. Any questions?
Okay,
go to next.
No,
oh, eight categories, table 108. 108, this is just a brief explanation of the commentary. Tales about one should not touch woman, clothes of woman and so forth, female pictures. Statues, also what human elements. So then, but there are exceptions. In that file, I prepared the exception. The commentator said that exceptions. Now here, the exceptions are not mentioned. Okay, somebody has to read. No, Punyaratna, you read. You can tell us, you can first this, and after you can tell you.
然后他说这个关于不可书物呢，然后你这里边其实有些例外的，然后张老师今天给另那个咨询组那边的关于不可书物呢，不知道大家有没有那个不专门讲那个不可书物专题张老师这例外的，大家有没有那个没有有，然后他说那个那例外，他在那文章里边都给大家解释，然后那个就张老师念一下吧。
Okay, now here this, for example, here money and all these things, James. So then, shall I give the file then? They can read the file from it.
Only Are there others there?
So they have the Chinese translation. Can I ask him?
他说你有是中文翻译吗？
没有。
No, they don't have Chinese.
Because that.
Yes, that monk he translated, but they didn't copy it from that monk.
It's a user, it will go. Okay, then I will explain it in a brief way, no?
Okay,
then now here, now regarding money and so forth, jewelry, we have learned in this Rattanasikapada about money that if one wants to keep it, to safeguard for.Others who have lost it, one can touch the money, take it and put it aside. So therefore, in that case, one does not want to look at it. But if one wants to possess it, or to play, or touch it with pleasure, and so forth, in such occasions, one falls, look at it, that's by touching it. Banknote, Sri Lanka banknote. How beautiful! I want to see the picture, the banknote. What they're writing is what? What is the, how they view it? The banknote, touching. Look at that.
啊，比方有人看CBN那个四联行钞票，啊，看这上面出画的什么东西，然后这画挺漂亮，这钞票怎么做出来？啊，这种东西去观摩，最近你看过走。
Maybe Chinese banknotes by new government. I have to see, touching from here. Look at it.
比方说那个中国新政府发行的新钞票，那大家想看看这新钞票长什么样，仔细看看，那这样的，这也是不错。
One does not want to take it for himself, just to see how it looks. Look at it.
就哪怕你没打算是这样的钞票，只想看看这上面这长什么样，这也是不错。
Then one finds, for example, a diamond. Wow, very nice art craft. How they made it. So let me see how they cut it, the cuttings and so on. How the light sparkling, want to see, touching. Look at that.
比方说那个一块钻石，然后你不是想占一块钻石，然后只想看看这个钻石的工艺，它是怎么把切开，然后这个钻石怎么样的那个在不同方向那个闪光，然后以这样的去看那个钻石，也触摸着钻石，也是恶作。
So right now regarding weapons, yes, again touching weapons.It is together, and then, but if one finds, for example, a spear or a sword, okay, then one takes with intention to modify it and uses a knife. So, and then I can touch it because the intention is not just to enjoy it, to admire.How that is made, but just to modify it to make it as a knife, to use as a knife. It's no offense.
他说这个，比方说摸武器是不错，比方说，但有另外，比方说你发现一个长矛或者一把剑，然后你看这长矛这把剑，你是那种新的想法，你要把这把剑改到上面去，你可以用小刀，然后以这种东西你去触摸这个长矛或者剑嘛，就是不犯。就是说你犯恶作情况是你试图使用这个长矛或者剑，就直接使用长矛这个剑，或者从中获得乐趣。
So our traps, they are for example fishing nets, fishing nets. So people they just discard these fishing nets or like that. So then one should not touch this.But if one takes it, thinking I will modify this, and making a canopy over my bed.
Mm.
So that no dust would fall on my face while I'm sleeping.
Mm.
So then one can modify it and use it.
他说那个浴网就是废弃的浴网，这个它也属于陷阱那种，然后说不是应该碰的，但是如果说你碰的时候是这样，你就完全把这个浴网给到一下，然后放在我床上，然后这样就可以让我让我床保持干净，这个浴就正的一碰的话，没问题。So
then musical instruments of the ceremonial is guitar, and I can't touch it, but if it is on his intention to take it, modify it, to carry, for example, rubbish, put rubbish inside the ketan, like a rubbish bin, break it and put it like the belly of the ketan, to carry rubbish, no problem, you can touch.
在外面玩乐器也是一样，比方说乐器你弄个吉他，按说你是不能碰的，但是如果说你碰的是一些东西，我要把这个吉他给它扔个垃圾箱，我用这个装垃圾，然后你正能一碰就可以。
The rest is easy to understand.
那其他的都很容易。那我想这种碰是亲手的碰，我拿着树枝把这个陷阱给挑开，这不算触碰。
For example, a trap. If he directly touched this trap with his hand, but he touched this trap with a piece of branch, then is it allowed? Use a branch and remove the trap. Is it allowed?
Removing is no problem because you want to actually admire the trap. Oh, really? Very good.
This question is that he didn't use his hand, but
he remove it. Remove, you can remove it by hand or you can remove it by sticks, whatever you like.
Oh.
But if you touch it by hand or by stick, singing very good, no? Very clever, very clever trap. How they did it, and you want to see it, to touch it from this side and so from the other side, with a stick, with a screwdriver, whatever, and so what you touch it, look at it.
他说这个看你动机，他说这样你动机，像你刚才那意思，把这个陷阱给去掉，然后那在这种情况下，不管是新手碰，还是用那用你说用舒适一点，我觉得都是不犯。
但是如果说你的东西是你喜欢的那个，研究员这个摄影师怎么做，还是工作原理，这种情况下，如果是不管用手法，还用手指缝，都犯了。那就，然后，就是说，所以呢，this trap should be traps to actually aid the intention to kill an animal，not just trap it, like for example, mouse traps. You just put the mouse to come with the foot to inside and take, and then the door closes. While like this, the door closes. That is a trap. So, but it has no intention to kill. You can touch this.
然后那个，抓老鼠那个鼠，鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠鼠 阳从本身获得那种
那个那个
乐趣。
七龙古物是什么？看一看。
嗯，
七龙古物。
嗯，七龙古物，你想知道是七龙古物名单是吗？
不是，就是七五名单已经知道，就是说这七龙古物是以什么动机故犯的？什么动机故犯？
嗯。So he's asking that for the seven kinds of brains, with what intention if you touch it, there's an offense. But with what intention if you touch it, there's no offense.
Same way, now the same now pleasure is the you want to enjoy them, you want to admire them. Oh, very good. They cultivated fertilizer. They put good fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
or how great as over they look. So then you get this kind of attention that this child is or like worldly intention. Or people admire, you know. Or for example, like merchants. Merchants, they go to the market, they want to touch good quality or not quality, good quality. These are the intentions you touch, or look at them. But if you touch the intention, are you to remove them? And so what is no offense?
他说你触碰这个骨头东西是为了乐趣不好像是看见那个水果吃的好像是你去触碰这个骨头东西就犯了，但如果说你触碰这个骨头东西是项目的那个去掉，别让它挡路，因为我出去的话这就不好。那你这个是指生的？
So here, this serpent brings me robberies, it's not...
Yeah, raw, it should be. I put in my file, I put raw grains, not cooked.
他说那个在张老那个文章里面看，这件事情是生的。
So then, it's neither cooked but not offered. Not offered, so what? If you take it, look at it. You think I going to eat? Look at that, by taking it.
然后你如果是你想吃东西，然后去碰的话，也是不错。所以，这是关于你们的place last for me。
Then about unless offered as medicine, I don't know. I did not find this information in the commentaries. Maybe somebody wants opinion. I don't know. That's a weapon. If people they use it as a weapon, if you want to cut firewood or like that, it's used for that. No, it's not used for killing. Then you can use it. Like a trap, for example, trap. If it is not used for killing, you can take it. You can also trap rats if you like. Use it. But if it is intended for killing, of course you can't.
他说这个武器是拿这个斧子在被人用来互相杀害，就用来在那个杀害工具的时候，才能才被称为武器。然后你拿斧子砍柴火，这已经不是武器。然后他不是说是圣器里边玩这种东西，所以可以拿来当陷阱。但是如果是但是他说你哪怕你拿这个陷阱里边玩，你拿出来拿当活兽老鼠用，活兽老鼠不是杀害性，那就不犯。
那个那七五楼啊，那个我买了，就是两种情况，就你忘了在比如说这个礼物，那个，然后他把这个生放到杯子里，
目的是什么？
目的是要死自己吃，但是要杀其他人。比如说那个他是。
he wants to ask a summary to cook some rice for him. So then he wanted to select the rice by himself, the raw rice by himself, because he thinks the raw rice may be some of a good quality, some rice may be of a bad quality. So he selected this raw rice grains and put this good quality rice grains into a vessel. And then this samurai to take the vessel and cook rice for this people. So in this case, is there any offense for this people?
Look at that, he can't do it himself, he can't touch it himself, no. He can look, tell the samanera, turn it this side, turn it that side. I have to have a look. Just for the eye, you can look, but he can't put his fingers, touch it.
所以 he's asking that so if a people use flour, they use flour to eat flour, they use the flour to wash grapes, for example. They use flour to wash grapes because this flour can be used as a soap like that. So then they wash this grape and then remove this flour. In this case, is it allowed to touch this flour?
Flour is not raw grain. No. It's already dried and pounced. It is completely modified. So flour, it is not included here.
所以，he's asking that this kind of raw grains here is not dried yet, isn't it?
Did you? These are raw. These are raw grains.
It's not dried.
Dried means even if they are dried, they germinate. They germinate. Yeah, this raw means they have the seal, the power of germinating.
Okay.
If they are cooked, if they dried completely in the sun and pounded into powder, the germinating power is completely lost.
然后他这个地方是还有生命力，就是生命力还能发芽。哦，那这么大的大米，大米因为它磨过了，它就大米那样的味道。啊。So he's asking that this raw rice is not considered this kind of grain. Because the raw rice, they already wrapped they already wrapped this rice to remove the embryo. So the embryo of the rice is already removed. In that case, the germinating power is not there.
Okay, if you find such kinds of rice, I don't know. I've never seen such kinds of rice. If you find like that, you can touch it.
如果是真像你说一样，那个他知道那个过人已经生命力给去了，那你可以吗？哦，they remove the embryo，那就是，that means the rice is just almost pieces broken pieces，like，I don't know，they use some kind of a rock.
，还有问题吗？那个，然后那个金银那个问题，比如说那个，我爸他那个硬币，那个硬币不认识，然后呢，这个他说，哎，这是几卢比啊？他不知道，然后他说那个硬币给我，这个时候我可不可以接过来，然后给他看，然后金银？
你可以直接看，为什么要那个金银？
比如说下一个什么结尾？
那只是他们到时候给他翻译一下。
He's asking that for example, the Syrian coin, let's say 10 rubies or something like that, there's a coin. And his father, for example, handed over this piece of coin to him and asked him, okay, please tell how many rubies is that? And then he received this coin. And then have a look and touch 10 rubies. Then is there any offense for him?
Yeah, look at it.
Those
people, not
for them. Very rubby, poor guy. What's up?
Intentions are included.
Actually, not only.
You touch it with the intention and so forth, yes, we have some pleasure. Some pleasure to admire, to see the quality of the paper, maybe. The quality of the cloth. What kind of silk? Maybe cotton. You want to find, touch, woman cloth. As far as, well, not because you want to wear it, just touching, because you see the quality. Look at that. Not only ordinary parents, whatever you want, you just touch it, just to see the quality, good enough to fall in love
with it. 然后这些东西都会让你看过的。嗯？对，没人意。图是想我也问的。啊。对，就是你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看你看着图，你看
口腔的意思。
不是，看跟触不是两种。
那个对，看是没问题的。他是说是为了看而触，为了看而触。
就是说我拿着手机，原图我看，但我不触就不犯这个，对吧？
对啊。
放大缩小是那个为了看目的就犯了，如果你就是滑的时候就把下一张下一张下一张你就犯了，
对，你去掉那个，
对，
带一下。
然后对对，那个关于慈心动物的问题，慈心动物这里边是一定是有行刑可能的那种慈心动物，
这个他已经我可以帮你问。
我记得以前我讲过，你们给我讲一下。
我会再确认一下。So he's asking that for this kind of female animals, also the sexual cavity of this kind of female animal must be big enough to insert a penis. For example, dogs or cats like that. If it's very small, like lizard, house lizard, is allowed to touch?
You touch it.
Mostly.
No, yeah. Small animals, no problem.
Small animals, no problem.
Well, just a minute.
I don't think lizard is going to allow you to touch, you run away.
他说特别小的动物，像蜥蜴哈，他不会，特别说就是不会允许你碰到这个。
啊，那个蜥蜴不
female mosquito, mosquito.
Female mosquito, no, 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 no.
皮呢有什么用？
那个
树干，树干。
树干虽然切成条，但里面可能还有活细胞，这个就不确定。
它不是，它这有活细胞不代表什么，不代表它有生命力。就是说你生命力意思就是说它能重新再长的，因为这样它能
长。这个通常这种东西是有机的，沾水之后。
沾什么？
沾了水之后就能长成这样。
能长成这样？
对，就是因为怀疑嘛，可能会有生命力，因为它能变活的，能变死的。那这种东西是不是那个再拿过来的时候变得像没大的？
对，他说只要你们就是这东西还有生命力，你们都需要做，不然的话你就破坏那个生存。
啊，就是，
大家想想 ，OK， 所以你念个一百。
五种师，一出家师，出家师受戒戒师；二达上师，达上师受戒戒师；三一止师。受了一指的一指师，四说戒师，给予指导的老师；五教戒师，给予教戒的老师。
Okay, so no problem, no. Is easy to understand?
这个大家都没什么问题，没问题。Asking what is the difference between this ashram and the wild ashram?
Distraction is it? Oh, no, this is Odessa acharyas are like Migodavandi, for example. Migodavandi. Pasambada acharya is Upajaya. Okay? Papaja acharya was like Upajaya. Nisaya acharya. Now, Nisaya acharya can be Nisayacharya is who gives Nisaya, but sometimes he might not give Udesa instruction, so he might not teach. Udesacharya, he is teaching. He might not give Nisaya, but he is teaching. He is like assistant teacher, no? Assistant teacher of Nisayacharya. So then, Ovadacharya, it is like, for example, like Aradama, who comes occasionally here and gives some Dhamma talk, advice for the monks, general talk, I suppose. And he goes. He's not there.
So he's only temporary.
Yeah?
So this
can be temporary, can be permanent, but it's like advisor, like for example. Advisor. He is advisor for other things as well. But he does not conduct classes. Now, this acharya, he conducts classes. Now here is what we conduct classes now. So then now myself, I'm not Nisaya Acharya. You can regard me as Udesa Acharya.
And then 就是一指师，他有时候只给你一指，然后他不给你任何交接，不是那个或者开始，然后呢，就是那个，比方说这个接力课，然后现在呢就现在有太来场，然后你就可以把它当成说解释。
Udesa does not mean only instructions. Udesa means just give explanations. Because we have Udesa and Udesa Patini Udesa. Udesa means explanations. He give explanations, it means he give lessons, classes. Everything can be good.
对，然后这个第四种说解师不仅仅简单给予指导，然后他要给予解释，然后像一个课程一样。大家想想。你是哪一种？你说干嘛是水五种是哪一种？
对，他是五种是哪两
种？So he's asking this Kamavacharya is included in this five kind of teachers or not?
Kamava Acharya, he can be included in the Udesa Acharya.
Udesa Acharya? Yeah. But he didn't get any class name. He is actually, it should be Ovada Acharya, right?
Not Ovada, because he does not advise, no.
He advises on the foreign.
No, that is the last, no. But while Kamavacharya, they are not Kamavacharya Acharya, this can be done by any other Acharya. The Ovada. Can be done by Upajaya, for example. Yes, or can be done by any of these Kamavacharyas. But in that case, now the Kamavacharya, you see, now here we have this Nisacharya. He can act as Udesacharya, he can act as Ovadacharya. Therefore, now he can be Upasambadacharya. So, therefore, now one person can be five acharyas. Okay? One monk can be, bhikkhu can be five acharyas. He can execute all these five duties as acharya. So, therefore, now the same way, one kamavacha acharya can execute also the duty of ovada acharya. When he gives the kamavacha, he is a kamavacha acharya. He is called Udesa acharya. But when he gives the ovada, he becomes ovada acharya. So then it is the same person who has execute different tasks. According to the task he executes, in that case now he acts according to that task. You know, so Vada Acharya, he gives a Vada, he becomes a Vada Acharya.
So what if this Kamavacharya, he didn't do anything but just recite the Kamavacharya?
He becomes Udesa Acharya. He is not a Vada Acharya.
Okay.
But out of these Kamavacharyas, it is the most senior, I think, who will give the Ovada. Ovada. Not all.
You mean
after the Upasambada? You can admonish monks, no? Admonition, okay?
Yes.
So therefore now, out of these nine Kamavacharyas there, one will give the Ovada, not all. Okay?
Yes.
He is appointed to give the Ovada himself. Then in that case now, he was Kamavacharya Acharya, but after, if he gives the Ovada, he becomes Ovada Acharya. Plus that.
So he's asking that the qualifications for this Kapaja Acharya, Upasambada Acharya, and Nisaya Acharya, is it all the same? Qualification? Or is it different?
Different, for example, this Acharya.
No, it's the number 4 and number 5, only the first three.
Papaji Acharya, number one, two, three.
Yes, one, two, three. The qualification is the same or different?
Yeah, it is. Qualification is actually according to the experience. I call now, they should be also Nisai Mudakas, okay? All these Papaji Acharyas, they should be Nisai Mudakas, the senior monks.
Okay.
So then, 10 vasa or more than 10 vasa, okay? They should be experienced. It's called Vyatta, Patipalo. Vyatta means experience, and Patipalo, capable.
Okay?
They are not just like sick monks, no? Who can't pronounce correctly, they have difficulty with broken teeth, they can't pronounce correctly, or they can't remember, sometimes they forget. So it should be something intelligent monk, experienced, and with proper pronunciation, and this is a well-trained engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and all these are now, these are the basics now. I call all the big should be Nisai Mudaka have a good grasp of Vinaya. But the rest is now for become Upasambhata. Acharya, I think, is refers to the Upajaya.
Yes, Upajaya.
Now, become Upajaya, of course, it is extra qualification.
Oh.
Extra qualification means it is not that he knows the Vinaya better than Papaja Acharya, Nisai Acharya. That is not the question. It is that he has better abilities to have more pupils under him, more pupils.
So that means?
That means some monks, they don't like to have many pupils. They just have few pupils, or they don't want to go participate in Upasamhata, Vinaya Kamas, like that. They have these disabilities and so on. They have not the ability to organize things like that. Some monks, they have this ability to organize things, extra abilities, okay? And they can have many pupils under them. And they become the Upajayas. And another thing is called the Sangha has to approve of them. They have a special approval of the Sangha. So because now here, for example, in this organization, no one can act like Upajaya anytime he likes. And usually it is one Upajaya, so Upasambhata.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now this time is Jnanananda.
Yeah.
The previous time is Aradamba.
Yes.
Before that it was when Jinavansa.
No, it's
from Gunananda. Ah, yeah, Gunananda.
Yeah.
And then before that, Jinavansa.
Yeah,
so therefore now, there will be only one Upajaya. Cannot be many.
Yes.
So, and this is the most senior one.
Okay.
Now, this is about the seniority plays a role there.
Yes.
And the competence also. Competence.
Yes.
So then, these are, in the same way now, these Upasamhatacharyas can act also Nisayacharyas.
So not only this Upasambhata, but also
Papaji Acharya
must be capable.
Yes, Papaji Acharya also those days actually it was from Jinavansa. You can't take Papaji in other places. You have to go to Galdur and take Papaji.
Okay, means his qualification must be
healthy.
He must also be intelligent, capable with the attacking disciples. Yes.
对前面这三种就是那个这出家师大上师和医者师这三种来说有些资格是共通的比如说他们都要是离异师者都要有至少十个菩萨十个对啊出家师如果只是离异师没有达到十个对不对当然他说然后必须是有经验有能力 就是有那个意思，就是说他不是非常病的，就是说那个病的人干嘛，翻译弄这种，这不可以。然后他必须是智慧，不是那种愚痴病。然后对这个出家社大上师跟义者师有点不同的，就是说他必须是有能力带弟子那种，然后他愿意带弟子，就是说他愿意带弟子，然后有能力去组织。
说待会儿达上仪式，然后还有一点就是说，那个就是说，即使他有这个能力，有的时候他那个寺团里边可能就比方说一个大上仪式，他只选一个戒师。
那这个事儿就是自适应能力，你可能还会跟其他比如做比较。比方说在这排的话，一般是那个建拉级的最高的人的大学生。比方说像我们那些就是上完大专，然后像你的话就是上完那个技术之一。
那个跟那个打
枪
比
重
的
事
情，
这里边这个有啊，
这个咱们没说。
你说什么？
就是那个达上比库的这个词。
达上对，你说达上比库词，你说
这个就是在那个应该是大学的小组里面，就是讲了意识，然后我还讲了那个，还有一个就是达上，然后达上比库的这个词。
你是达上比库资格是这个比库自己达上资格，还是说给别人达上资格？
给授予其他人达上。
对他，他刚说就是那个给比库达上资格，至少是个瓦塔。
这个
对他解释一部分是共通的，然后有就是有一部分那个就是说那个是出家是达上是一直是在共通的，还有一个是那个出家是达上是不共的。
那是不是可以这么来理解，就是说那个出家是达上是一直是这三种老师他都要具备那个达上比库的那个，就是给比库授予达上的资格才能做这三种老师，还是说？
我首先我不知道你的达上比库那资格是有哪些，我他是在这个书上还是在其他上？在其他？
我昨天给您那张纸八所，我昨天给您那张纸所有的。
我没有那张纸，你看。那我之前没有讲过这个达上比库其他资格，
那个资格是比那个离异组的资格重要资格
的。对，但是我们以前没有讲过这个，所以说你问的话，我得先把这八个。
我看一下那个什么，我找到绿藏第三个。
我知道，我他回答也不是这一派怎么做，就是不管你是哪一派，那个就是不管你是哪一派，前三种是必须，首先是离异智者，必须是个瓦萨，必须是有经验有能力，然后从小积累智慧禀赋，这是确定的。
瓦萨，
对。他刚是他，我当时我有分成两部分说，就是前一部分是共通的，然后后面一部分是前两部分。而且我那个德斯纳西可也不仅仅是这一派，就是哪一派他就是你成绩是有德斯纳西可。
啊，是。
受具足戒之者，我看你从哪儿？对，就从这儿开始。就比昨天那个要多。
不是吧？不得受具足，不得受具足。
然后不得的，然后下一个就是得受，其实这两个是一样的。
这是哪个 ？So he's asking that according to Mahavakapari, a big only when he is endowed with this
Sati, not yes, not Sati, but Sadda.
and also Hideo Tato.
Yes, yeah, that the minimum, no, I explained now, these are the minimum qualification. Now, you might have other qualification or that. For example, like Arahat say, okay. Asekas, no. Okay. Supply for Asekas.
Okay.
But for Putujana supply, the minimum qualification is 16. So then...
So it's the same as Nisei Mutaka?
Huh?
These qualifications are the same as Nisei Mutaka? For this Upaja?
Yes, I guess it has same qualification. So like Nisei Mutaka, Upajaya should be Nisei Mutaka. Okay? Nisei Mutaka Upajaya. Otherwise, he can't become Upajaya. He has to be under Nisei and another man.
Yes, I mean, so except for the qualifications of Nisei Mutaka, is there any other qualifications, special qualifications for this Upajaya?
I told you now, the basic qualification is they should be Nisei Mutaka, well acquainted with Vinaya.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, extra qualifications are that some people have the competence to have many pupils under them.
Okay.
Others, they don't have it.
Okay.
They are talented.
Okay.
This is talent, a kind of talent.
Okay.
So then, some monks, they have the talent and so forth to carry on, to carry on. Upasamata Vinaya Kamasala. Some monks, they can't do that. They want to be in seclusion, for example.
Okay.
They go to seclusion. They Nisaya. They may have served as Nisaya for some years, then now they go to seclusion.
Okay.
They can't be busy with other things. So it depends on competence.
Yeah.
So these are the talents. Talents.
Okay.
But the basic it is that they should be Nisaya Mutaka, should be familiar with Vinaya.
Another 10 vas.
10 vas or more than 10 vas. Yes, for now these are the basic qualifications. All they should have the same basic qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
But the extra qualification is about talent.
Mm-hmm.
As called, somebody have the competence to, afraid of Jinavansa, so what? He had the competence to carry on the whole observation of this yoga sama monasteries. So some they can't do that. Now they take them Jananda, for example. He is weak, he can't do that. He also admitted that the task puts him. I mean, Jinavans are carried. Then Aratama carried, who can't do that? We have to work together. One person can't lift that, that work, which Jinavans did or Aratama did. We have to work together in order to lift that work. He told, I can't do that. So therefore, he is not talented. He admitted that. So therefore, now although he asks like Upasamata Acharya, but still he has not the strength to work like them. Jinavansa was be active. Like the Jinavansa was active. Like the Aradama was active.
You mean the physical strength? Right?
It's not the physical, but the mental strength was.
I
mean, Jinavansa was sick, but he will find a way how to. To be interested for the progress of the yogasrama places. So therefore now, so he's amazed in Aratama also. And Tamishka falls sick, but he did not give up. He had to go ahead. If there is some appointment, he will go. So therefore now, but other monks, they have a little sickness, they will say, oh, I'm sick, I can't do that, and they just go aside and they do. I'm telling you, it is about talent. It's not about the basic qualification there.
Mm-hmm.
But who is more talented, that is different extra qualification.
然后那是你这上面说那个那无学是不那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那 去组织个那个谁，这个各种各样的在那搭上仪式或者出家仪式。然后他有个 CYC 处理这个弟子有关的事。比方说因为有些比库他虽然已经制作了什么那个上面说的那个历史方面以及诗歌老套这种方面，但是他喜欢读书，他没有留意也是带很多弟子，像我刚才跟你说的。然后或者他没有处理很多工作资金，没有处理很多工作这种能力，那他的话那他也能参与一样的成为出家师大师。比方说那个张老跟大家举个例子，就是说那个这边的创始人圣马丹长，刚刚是圣马丹长，然后是这两个一个非常有都非常有工作能力的人，就是说即使他其实他们身体有病，然后他们还可以坚持不断工作。然后这边新界是圣马丹长，不是圣马丹长，任喜丹长，他就说那个他说我这两个人做，就前面那个正中丹长圣马丹长他们俩做的工作，我是不能胜任的，虽然说你给我安排这个职位，但是说那个他那个大家一块儿帮我，我才能胜任这个职位。我工作的时候，我是不可能像他们那样工作的。也就是因为这个原因，所以说我一般我也不算那个他搭上结识，是这样。但是现在他也是能自己结识。
我想问一下，就是说我们这一派，然后我们这一派只有一位那个戒师，然后在我们这个寺院只有一位女主师，这个是戒律还是传统？
就是戒律
还是传统
啊？So he's asking that in this yoga practice, usually there's only one upacharya, and in each monastery there's only one upacharya.So he's asking that is it only a tradition, or is it from the Vinaya text?
I think that it is about availability of Nisarachacharya. Okay. Sometimes in the same monastery, two Nisarachacharya can be there. Two Nisarachacharya.
You mean in this?
You can do it. According to the Vinaya, you can do it. Not here. I mean, according to the Vinaya, you can do it.But who is available then? Who is going? This is a meditation center. Most of the monks who arrive here, they want the rest to be Nisarachacharya themselves. So then they are reluctant. They want to go for seclusion. So everybody has not that willingness to do so. So then because of only his willingness, now only many he is undertook all the burden. But otherwise they don't like to do that.Even Nandaratana, for example, he is reluctant.
He is also reluctant.
Otherwise, that's
called. Okay.
It will be some. If Migodabandhi is not there, he actually. Migoda sometimes. Migodabandhi tells Nandaratana, you do it. He tells, no, I can't. He doesn't like it. But then, therefore, no, the willing is not there. So, who is going to act?Therefore, it's not tradition, it's not something wrong with the Vinaya and so forth, it's something with the availability of monks who are willing to act as Nisarachacharya.
他说这个呢，既不是在自己里，也不是一个传统，而是根据实际的工具情况所说的决定。他说这个问题是这样，他说比方说那个像其实跟戒律来讲，那个你一个寺院可以有两个仪式，只要有两个比库都具有这个一止之资，两个三个比库的两个三个一止之资，这都是没有问题的。但是有一点，就是说，那个首先你一个寺院要有意识，要有人出来愿意出来做这个意识。就是比如很多像那种禅修中心，那来这里有大部分人被禅修都不愿意承担那个意识这个义务。那这个时候只有谁愿意，谁有资格人里边，谁愿意承担这个义务，那就是那比方说龙树里，那就是弥国长老他愿意承担这个义务，那就是弥国长老。然后其他人很大部分都不愿意承担，包括那个班弥长老，他说班弥长老、弥国长老都承担说你当意识。然后他其实也就是在弥国长老不在的时候当一个，但是他不愿意当，所以是这么回事。就是那
Another monastery is called the study centers, for example. They don't practice meditation. They have Vinaya classes, Dhamma classes, Abhidhamma classes. They are different acharyas. Maybe sometimes one acts as the acharya, and then he has his assistants. Assistants under him. Okay, he tells him, you teach Abhidhamma to them, Dhamma to them. You teach grammar, Pali grammar to them. He has acharyas under him. Or if he is absent, he will tell him already some other monk to substitute him. And another monk now, in the absence of that Nisarachacharya, another monk is acts Nisarachacharya. Therefore, this is, study centers are more, they can share the power of this charity power of who is Acharya. Because there are many pupils. In the monastery, especially the monastery is big. One Nisayacharya is not enough to look all after these pupils. They have to divide sometimes. They have to be two or three Nisayacharya.
那这种情况，然后他们可能还都是有当意识的，所以只要一个意识不在，然后另外一个人就会签，这样，所以说在这教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，就是在这种比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所以说在这种教里比较大的教里就能签，这样，所
只是那个乌鸦这个打仗是需要十个瓦萨，那个一体是可以不管十个瓦萨，但是只要他的意志可能就会别人可以下得去。
So he's asking that for this Nisa Acharya, is it also necessary for him to have at least 10 vas for Nisa Acharya?
Yeah.
At least 10 vas. Yeah, you're just a Joshua. Yes, it's a Joshua.
At least.
Just a Joshua.
Okay. So then now, before going, this Sekias, do you learn?
He said yesterday you mentioned about this Upasanga formula, so they only remember the Upasanga formula, they didn't recite the Sekias.
Just one word Sekia. Pasado Andaragari, what is the next?
Kaya Pachakara.
Nakaya Pachakara. Maybe one word, Sekia. That's called Upasambada, it is called many words. Okay, you tell Upasambada. You tell it again. Upasambadan.
Upasambadan.
Dan. No, dam. No, dam. Mu. Not mu. Dan. Here. No.
Upasambadan.
Man.
Man bande sangho anukappan badaya.
Anukampan.
Oh, anukappan badaya.
Upa. Upa is no.
Oh, okay.
Upadaya. Okay, you tell.
Sangham bande. Upasambadam. Yachami, Ulun Batu, Mambande, Sangho, Anugambang,
Upadaya. Okay,
what?
Can't hear.